You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan, and joining us over the phone this morning is a former Kansas Secretary of State, Chris Kobach, and current Attorney General candidate as well. Good morning, Mr. Kobach. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time to talk with us on the air this morning about this event coming up later this evening in Independence.
Yeah, I'll be speaking this evening about the vaccine mandate that the federal government has tried to impose on the American people and the legal reasons why they're not valid, and also be talking a little bit about what's in store for the state legislature's special session and why we need some state legislative action, and just talking about the legal aspects of a situation we find ourselves in where we have a federal government trying to compel people to take the vaccine and not let them make that choice themselves. So it should be an interesting event tonight. And
yeah.
Of course, there'll be another speaker as well.
Yes, I know. Dr. McCullough has spoken a few different at different places and been on a few different shows as well. And I know he spoke down in Oklahoma not that long ago. So how did you get added, to this event up here in Independence?
The organizers, the Kansans for Health Freedom organization that's putting it together asked me if I would speak. I've spoken at a number of their big rallies around the state, just talking about the legal aspects of all of this. That some people may know, before I was Secretary of State, I was a professor of constitutional law for 15 years and have litigated a lot of these, not this vaccine mandate issue, but a lot of questions of federal power in my legal career. So kind of giving people a primer on what their rights are.
Absolutely. And of course, I don't want you to give away too much because, we want people to come out and hear you guys speak tonight. But talk a little bit about some of the things that you'll be discussing. Maybe give us a sneak peek of what people can hear at the event tonight.
Well, one of the things I'll be talking about is a lawsuit that I filed on November 9th, just a little over a week ago, on behalf of a group of North Dakota companies and employees to stop the OSHA regulation. And I'll be giving folks an update on that lawsuit. In addition to my representing this group of businesses, also the Attorney General of Missouri and the Attorney General of Texas filed suits as well. So we have multiple suits that are now combined in one court, and I think it's going to be a very good probability that we'll get this thing struck down. So I'll be talking a little bit about that as well.
All right, and you touched on it a bit with your background, but for those who may not know, you have an undergraduate degree from Harvard, a PhD from Oxford, and you went to Yale Law School. So, that's about as decorated academically as someone can be.
Well, I guess I did all right on standardized tests, but of course, the main thing is to use those abilities to preserve our freedoms, and that's what I'm trying to do right now. I never thought we'd be in a situation where we have the federal government trying to compel tens of millions of Americans to put something in their body that really it's not the federal government's business at all. It's an individual choice, and people can decide for themselves whether they do or do not want to take a vaccine. But here we are now with the federal government trying to force Americans to do something like this in a way that's unconstitutional. So I'm hoping to do my best in court to make sure this doesn't happen.
Absolutely. And, of course, you definitely want to fight for the rights and the freedoms of the people. And you guys have advertised this as, or it's being advertised as not a political event. Unfortunately, this whole thing has become so political. So I guess, Howard, from your side, are you going to try to keep it from just being about what it is and not try to make it political? Because, unfortunately, that is just where this whole thing has been pulled.
Yeah, well, I certainly do my best to keep it from being political in the sense of, it's not about the 2022 election or any office that I may be running for. This is about the rights of the American people, the rights of the people of Kansas, how the Kansas legislature could help us. So it's inherently political when the government steps into an area where they have no business, namely telling people what to put in their body or what medical treatment they must receive. And so, because government is involved, it requires we, the people, to act and to know, to educate ourselves about the law, and also, as the other speaker tonight will be presenting, educate themselves about the medicine and the actual facts concerning vaccinations and the like. So, you know, we have to be informed and we have to act. And when the government oversteps its bounds, we have to address it. So, you know, in a sense, it's inherently political, as you point out, but at the same time, it's not really about campaigns or anything like that. This is about what we as American citizens have a right to do.
All right. And, of course, this event is free to the public. It's Memorial Hall in Independence from 6 to 9 o'clock tonight. Come out and hear Dr. Peter McCullough speak as well as Chris Kobach speak. Mr. Kobach, I appreciate you taking some time. I know you're a busy man to talk with us on air. Before I let you go, is there anything else you want to add before wrapping up here?
I just encourage people to come to the event. They will definitely learn something. I know that having been at similar events and heard from the doctor and other experts before, I learn a lot, too. I may be there speaking about the law, but I am always amazed at how much information I get. And it's the reason it's so amazing is that, you know, we're not getting it from the CDC. We're not getting this information from the federal government in Washington, D.C., and yet this is information that's backed up by, you know, very high level studies, and it's important for people, I think, in this time of you know, pandemic, to inform ourselves about the science and about the law.
All right. Yeah, it sounds like an event. If you got some questions to come out to, you're going to hear multiple sides of things, both, you know, the health side and the legal side. So it's definitely well rounded on that aspect. Mr. Kobach, again, thanks for coming on with us. You have a great rest of your day, and we encourage people to come out and check you out tonight.
My pleasure. See you tonight.
All right. Of course, this is, again, free to the public at Memorial Hall at 410 North Penn in Independence from 6 to 9 tonight. This is the mighty 690 KGGF.